time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
CNN Tuesday night obtained audio of a pre-election conversation between Donald Trump and his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, from Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, in which they discuss a payment to former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who says she had an affair with Trump.
I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David, you know, so that I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with funding. And it's all the stuff. All the stuff, because you know, you never know where that company, you never know where he's going to be. Correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay with cash.
No.
The tape suggests that Trump knew all about McDougal's deal to sell her story of the alleged affair. The David referenced in the recording is David Pecker, the owner of the National Enquirer, who bought the rights to McDougal's story. There are reportedly a dozen more recordings that involve Trump in some way, as well as thousands of other documents the FBI seized from Cohen. Lanny Davis, Michael Cohen's attorney, appeared on Good Morning America Wednesday morning to talk about the tape.
We know that David Pecker, AMI, had paid for Karen McDougal's story, but Michael Cohen there is talking about all of that info. So is that information beyond Karen McDougal?
So I don't know the answer to that other than what I've heard from Mr. Cohen is under a privilege as an attorney. But I will say that it completely disputes the lie that Donald Trump didn't know about Karen McDougal before this conversation. Listen to the tape. He didn't say, what are you talking about? He knew exactly what Cohen was talking about. And 2 months later, right before the election, his press spokesman denied that he knew anything about Karen McDougal. If you're a Trump voter, you know what a lie is. You don't have to believe me. I repeat, listen to the tape.
But you're not denying that this could be about things beyond Karen McDougal.
There were things they were worried about that they wanted to take back, and that was what the conversation was about. You heard Mr. Trump say, yes, we don't know what will happen to this other information, but we know that Trump used the word cash, and people who use cash, Rudy Giuliani knows when he's U.S. attorney, are either drug dealers or mobsters.
Michael,
and that's the word cash.
The White House has edited an official transcript and video of the joint press conference by Trump and Vladimir Putin to remove a question from a Reuters reporter that asked if the Russian president wanted Trump to win the 2016 election. Here, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow compares the original with the edited version.
We can report tonight that the White House video of this exchange has also skillfully cut out that question from the Reuters reporter as if it didn't happen. So I'll show you them back to back here. I'll show you the real one first, and then I'll show you what the White House has posted online instead. Here first is the real one.
Options abound, and they all can be found in an
President
appropriate
Putin, did you want
legal
President
framework.
Trump to win the election, and did you direct any of your officials to help him do that?
Yes, I did.
That's the real one. Now watch what the White House has posted online instead.
Options abound, and they all can be found in an appropriate legal framework.
President.
And did you direct any of your officials to help him do that?
Yes, I did.
They just dropped it out. First part of his question, President Putin, did you want President Trump to win the election? They just dropped that out. What the White House has disappeared from the official U.S. government record of that meeting, both in print and in their video of the meeting, is President Putin answering in the affirmative when he's asked if he wanted Trump to win the election.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions laughed and repeated the phrase, lock her up, while speaking at the High School Leadership Summit for Turning Point USA, a pro-Trump youth activist group.
Lock her up. I heard that a long time over the last campaign.
Lock her up is a chant that Trump supporters used during the 2016 campaign to call for jailing Hillary Clinton. No charges were ever filed against Clinton. Trump is preparing to give $12 billion in aid to American farmers who've been suffering financially after other nations retaliated against his aggressive tariffs. The announcement failed to quiet growing criticisms in Congress about the tariffs, which the president declared the greatest. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson said, quote, "This is becoming more and more like a Soviet type of economy here with commissars sprinkling around benefits." Meanwhile, Trump continues to live an opposite world. On Tuesday, he warned via Twitter that the Russians might interfere in the 2018 election to help Democrats. Yes, Donald Trump's gaslighting of America continues, as he said clearly on Tuesday while speaking to veterans of foreign wars.
What you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.